BBC Audio presents the August Strindberg Collection, featuring 13 full-cast productions of Strindberg's finest works.
We present the world premiere in English of Master Olaf by August Strindberg, translated and adapted for radio by Michael Mayer, with Miles Anderson as Olaf, Dilys Hamlet as his mother, Anthony Jackson as his brother Lars, Alfred Burke as Yert, Catherine Hurlbut as his daughter Christina, Cyril Luckham as Bishop Brask, Jim Norton as brother Martin, and Geoffrey Collins as King Gustav Vasa. The action of the play takes place in Sweden at the beginning of the Swedish Reformation.
No, you're all too serious. This is meant to be a comedy.
Oh, Master Olaf, surely it is a tragedy.
The theme is tragic, Wilhelm, but the mood should be light.
The abbot said it was a tragedy.
He does not like us to be light-hearted about holy matters.
I know.
He says there is no place for laughter in the life of a monk.
Yes. He said that to me when I was a novice. I was often punished for it.
You, Master Olaf? But you are the most learned of our teachers.
They say you will soon be an abbot yourself, the youngest in Sweden.
I doubt it, Peter. The church doesn't like rebels. You know what they did to Martin Luther? Why do you cross yourselves?
The abbot said Luther is an antichrist. Do you think he is...
Never mind what I feel.
Here is your brother.
Lars! Welcome!
Hello, Olaf. What are you doing?
Rehearsing a play.
A play?
A little comedy about the children of Israel and their captivity in Babylon.
But have you nothing better to do? Greater work awaits you, Olaf.
I am still too young.
Ah, don't say that.
No, I suppose too many people make that excuse.
Olaf, the Lord said, thou shalt go to all to whom I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. For I shall make thee this day an iron pillar against the kings of Judah, against the princes and the priests thereof. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee.
Did the Lord say that?
Therefore gird up thy loins and arise, and speak unto them all whatsoever I shall command thee.
Why don't you go, brother?
I am too old.
You're a coward.
I have not the strength, but you have. May God now give you the faith.
Oh, yes. Once I had the flame of faith, and it burned gloriously. But the monks quenched it with their holy water when they sought to pray the devil out of my body.
Ah, that was but a fire of straw which would soon have burned out. But now the Lord will kindle in you a greater fire which will consume the seed of the Philistines. Do you know what you want, Olaf?
No. But I seem to suffocate when I think of these poor people sighing for liberation. They cry for water, living water. What does the church in Sweden care for the people? They pay taxes to the Pope in Rome, and what does he give them in return? The bishops ride through the land with trains of 100 followers demanding food and lodging from peasants who can scarcely feed themselves. Bishop Brask of Linköping is the richest man in Sweden, richer than the king.
Then pull down the old rotten house. You can. The Lord will build a new one.
How long will that take? And meanwhile, the people will have no roof over their heads.
At least they will get fresh air.
But to rob people of their faith! They will cry out against me, revile me, and drag me before their masters.
Are you afraid?
No. But to provoke...
Olaf, you were born to provoke. You were born to fight. As a boy, you would fight against everything our mother stood for.
What storms you have awoken in my soul. A moment ago, I sat playing in the shadow of these trees. And it was Whitsun Eve, it was spring and peace. And now... Why don't the trees shake and the heavens darken? Feel my forehead. Feel how the blood begins to pulse. Don't leave me, Lars.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?